Hello.
Hello. Can I speak to Ben Jackson, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Ben. My name's Paul Adams. I'm calling from GRM UK. We're actually a marketing company working for a leading magazine. And I was just wondering if it was possible to ask you a few questions about your attitudes towards sex and relationships.
I'm a little busy at the moment. I've got to shoot off to work, so can we do it later or something?
I understand if you're busy, sir, but it will only take about 5 minutes. And if you do complete the questionnaire with me now, you will be entered into a prize draw that can win an array of fantastic prizes.
All right, go on then, quickly, yeah?
Okay, I'll be quick. Okay, first of all, just need to say, during the course of these questions, if I could ask you to be as completely honest as possible with all your answers, as the information that you give will be used in a national study.
Uh-huh.
All of your answers will be completely confidential. First of all, can I just confirm that your name is actually Ben Jackson?
Yep.
And where do you live, Ben?
Doncaster.
That's South Yorkshire, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you?
26.
Okay. Right. Start with the questions now. First question. Do you currently have a partner?
Yes.
You do. And how long have you been living with your girlfriend? How long have you been with your girlfriend?
I met her when I was on holiday. That was about 9 months ago. So.
9 months. Okay. Yeah. And where did you meet?
Tenerife.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Right, next question. How many relationships have you been in since you turned 18 that have lasted longer than 6 months?
We're not counting here. Four.
Four?
Four, yeah.
Okay. And how many relationships have you been in since turning 18 that have been under 6 months?
I don't know that, actually. Loads, I think.
Give you some choices. Would you say less than 10,
uh-huh,
between 10 and 19, between 20 and 29,
uh-huh,
or 30 or above?
Are we counting one night stands in that?
No, that's a different section.
I'd probably say between 10 and 19 then.
Okay, thanks. Right, so 2 one-night stands. Would I be right in assuming that you have had a one-night stand?
Yeah, I've had a few, mate.
Okay, and to your best recollection, how many have you had since turning 18? Again, would you say less than 10, between 10 and 19, between 20 and 29, or 30 or more?
Probably 30 or more then.
Okay. Sound like a popular guy.
You could say that.
Okay then. Back to relationships for a second. If I gave you a list of words, can you tell me the two that, in your opinion, best describe a good relationship? The words are trust, understanding, love, forgiveness, compromise, and monogamy.
I don't know. Trust. Love, I suppose, and a nice rack.
Okay. And in your own words, yeah, what is the one thing that makes a good relationship, would you say?
I suppose you've got to trust them, haven't you? And if you fancy them, and if it's going to last, you've got to love them, I suppose.
Okay, good answer. Last guy I spoke to actually said it was all about not getting caught.
Well, yeah, that as well, yeah.
Okay, next question. In the last relationship you had before meeting your current partner, what was the reason for breaking up?
She took me.
She took you? Okay.
Yeah.
May I ask why?
She found out I was sleeping with someone at work, so.
Oh, yeah, that'd do it.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
And can I ask, have you cheated on any of your other previous girlfriends?
Yeah, a couple, but she was the only one to find out, so.
Okay. And how about your current girlfriend? Have you cheated on her at all?
I don't know if I should say that.
Okay, well, I understand. I will remind you that we do need to be completely honest, and that any information that you give will be shared with only a select group of people who will be analysing the data. It's purely confidential.
Yeah, still.
Well, I mean, I take it from your the way you're acting that it is a yes anyway.
Well, yeah. When we got back off holiday, I was kind of sleeping with my ex. So
sleeping with your ex, and how long were you sleeping with your ex?
It's about 6 months on and off, really, but then she started seeing someone else, so kind of got knocked on the head.
Okay, I see. And so is your ex the only person that you've cheated on your current girlfriend with?
I had a one-night stand a couple of weeks ago as well. So.
Okay, and who was that with?
That's just some bird of mine in Sheffield when I was out with lads. Just like a one-night thing.
Okay. And would I be right in assuming that your current girlfriend doesn't know about either of these two indiscretions?
Well, she kind of got a bit suspicious about the last one because one of her mates saw me get into a taxi with her and a couple of my mates, so... But I managed to talk around from that, so...
Okay. Right, well, thank you very much for that, Ben. That's the end of the questionnaire.
All right.
Just one final question. Do you like apples?
What?
Do you like apples?
Why?
Well, Ben, because the truth of the matter is, I'm not actually from a marketing company. I'm Danny Oakes from Galaxy 105. Your girlfriend, Michelle, was a little bit more suspicious than you actually thought about uniting Sheffield, especially when she found an earring under your bed. So she got in touch with me and she wanted me to pass on this message. You dumped. Now, I said, do you like apples? My question to you really is, how would you like them apples?
Yeah, is this a wind-up?
Mate, I promise you, mate, this is not a wind-up. And good luck with trying to get a new bird as well. This has just gone out on the radio all over Yorkshire.
Kirsty's Daily Dose by the power of Grayskull. Galaxy.